The following copyrighted program is presented by RustyNorman.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from, yes, you guessed it, just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR at Atlanta. Some thoughts and Just a Fan's View of unrestricted, wide-open, high-speed racing. The top 12 in points will start up front again this week because of the third consecutive rainout of qualifying in NASCAR's Sprint Cup racing. That makes pit selection and starting positions easy to figure out, but it has caused a lot of fan chatter about the way NASCAR handles inclement weather, especially on qualifying day. Because this has been an unusual year of rained-out qualifying sessions, 10 to date, it has become one of the hottest fan topics of the year, especially in the last couple of weeks. There are calls for changes to be made so that it'd be fair to the ones that have to qualify to be able to race in the event of the weekend. This is in addition to the ever-running criticism of the Top 35 rule. Some have even called it the Top 35 Protection Rule. I emphasize the word protection because that's what seems to be the understanding of many of the vocal critics of the rule used to place the Top 35, along with the others, in case of rainouts and other situations that may arise. So, I guess my first questions are, why is this such a big deal? And why is it that everything NASCAR does to keep things going disagrees with so many fans? I'm not sure I know the answer for sure, but I do know that NASCAR has been around a long time, and they're still going strong, and are pretty much as popular as ever. I know most won't care to hear about my experience in short track racing, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, only because it gives some perspective to the situation. When I was growing up visiting our local racetracks, there were times they had time trials every weekend. When I actually started racing years later, we didn't have qualifying time trials. We lined up according to points. During the regular weekly racing, the field was set by the points accumulated by the drivers or car owners, except that the field was inverted. That meant that we had to start further in the back, the higher our points were. If someone was new to the track or had no points for the season, they also started all the way in the back. Usually the people higher in points sort of outclass the ones that were low in points. Like any other kind of racing, someone has usually figured something out a little better than some of the others, and they dominate for a while. Whether we are talking about local racing or Sprint Cup racing, there is a reason why they call it competition. When someone goes faster than the rest, the others work harder to find the extra speed and be the one out front the others are chasing. That's just the way it is. One thing different when I was racing was that we had a mid-season championship and a year-end championship. When those particular races were held during the year, we lined up by high points in front and so on. This worked out most of the time, but there were times that it seemed unfair to us as drivers because we had to dodge the less experienced drivers' mishaps. In reality, sometimes there was no way to dodge them. Another difference was most of the time at our local short track, we didn't have people that didn't get to race because we didn't have more cars show up than could fit on the track or in the pits. Most everyone that showed up got to race, and in our class, we generally had two heat races and a feature. Oh well, we'll talk more about this and other subjects in the off-season, but for now, let's move on to one of the fastest tracks on the NASCAR circuit. Atlanta's no restrictor plate racing is what helps make it one of the fastest tracks on the NASCAR circuit. The track banking of 24 degrees and configuration completes the speed cycle. That means things happen fast at Atlanta and usually result in some hard-hitting action when something goes wrong. I won't spend a lot of time talking about the lineup because it is pretty obvious from the standings who's going to benefit. What I will spend a little time on is who I think is going to win this weekend in Atlanta. There is no doubt that Roush Fenway Racing is good on the 1.5-mile ovals. With that being said, I do expect them to have a very strong showing this weekend. Carl Edwards probably would have won the race in the spring, except his engine blew, spoiling his chances. Greg Biffle and Matt Kenseth both run strong here also. I think it goes without saying that Kyle Busch will also be a strong contender this weekend. We know he is anxious to get back on the winning track with his disappointing finishes earlier in the chase, although I think he is pretty much out of the chase at the moment. I'm sure he is interested in finishing out the year with a strong showing. Richard Childress Racing's Clint Bowyer, Jeff Burton, and Kevin Harvick are without a doubt hungry for points and wins and will be in contention for the win at the end of the race. Although the Hendrick Motorsports teams have struggled at the mile and a half ovals, it is evident that they are making headway. I do think Jimmy Johnson will have a good advantage by having the number one pit stall, even though he and the other Hendrick teams have been known to struggle at places like this. I don't think he's going to win the race this week, but I do think Jimmy Johnson will be in the top five. I'm not quite sure where Jeff Gordon and Dale Jr. will finish at the moment, but I think they will be in the top 10. So, who do I think will actually win this weekend? I'll tell you. It's a tough choice to make, but I have to go with my gut feeling. I think it will be a toss-up between three of them, namely Carl Edwards, Greg Biffle, and Kyle Busch. Any of the three could finish out front, and that's what makes it so hard to choose. But choose I must. I do think Carl Edwards is going to take the checkered flag, although I am having trouble choosing between him and Kyle Busch. There are also some dark horses out there that could also win this weekend, even though I think their chances are less. To name a couple would be Brian Vickers and Jeff Gordon. Brian Vickers runs strong, but I do believe his equipment is just not reliable enough yet. As for Jeff Gordon, he can win any race he is in. He has proved that over his career, and this week is no different. I personally believe they are just missing a little speed so far. That could change, but I see next year turning out much better for Jeff. I think this year he is just doomed, so to speak, to finishing in the top five for the chase. So, there it is. My choice for winning the race at Atlanta this weekend is Carl Edwards. That's the way I see it, and I'm sticking with it. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.